Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Bring it up. Bring it up. Nice and high.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold it. Hold it.
I can't hold for much longer.
Okay. And go down nice and slow.
Okay.
Controlled. Controlled. And down. All right. And good. Okay. This is...
Hometown Sounds.
Buena vibra, estoy con Javier en el camión que mandó una libra. Chiva, chiva, dwarf and K. Se mantiene arriba, chilindrina, under OZ. Ligo medicina, DC. La rutina, música diario, fun for, pago, empresario. We out, yo, racking tarima en la carretera. Par de fotos, lo que sea, par de besos a la cartera y pa' afuera. Hit the road, ya como rey. Ain't no time to waste, papi, got a lot to do today. Dale play, que ya la pipa está pack. Estamos en post boutique, focus, staying on track. So vamos allá, y no perdamos tiempo en argumento. Ni en los chinches, ni en los cuentos. Ni la fama, ni el dinero que sana el cerebro. Cuerpo sano y mente alegre para estar presente. Y con arbolito como en diciembre.
Let's feel the vibe. Ritmo pa'l sistema, mucha musa en la que hay. Now the listen, no one tell me how to run my life. Now you live yours and I live mine. Rewind.
That's a good post-workout jam. It's down tempo. I just want to lay on the floor and rest on my laurels. Just watch my stomach sink in. I kind of want to go to the bathroom and take some sweet shirtless bro pics.
Hell yeah, man.
But I have to record the podcast.
That's right. It's time for that. Hey, welcome to the Hometown Sounds podcast. I'm Paul Vodra.
I'm Tony Pareko.
And that was Empresarios with the title track from their new album, The Vibes. That was recently released on Fort Knox Recordings, everybody's favorite DC electronic label. It's their third album since 2011. They've been putting out a lot of stuff. They call their sound Tropicaliente, which I think is a fun little word. They're led by conga player Javier Miranda, veteran of many DC albums from Thievery Corporation and Fort Knox 5. It's kind of an interesting and unusual mashup of Miami and DC. And the featured artist on that track is Efinko, and he is from Miami Beach. I just think it's funny. I saw them at the Landmark Music Festival play a few weeks ago.
Yeah, you did.
And just even the way they dress was not at all like anybody you see in DC.
Really? Give me a visual here.
Oh, man. They were wearing like white suits, you know?
White suits.
Sunglasses.
That must have been so hot.
Oh, man. But they looked classy. They looked really, really classy. People were really digging it. It's early in the day. It was a great way to start the show.
Sure. So you may have heard earlier that Paul and I are hitting the gym.
That is true.
Yeah. So the story here is that, all right, I've been doing this DC music thing for like, you know, 3-ish years now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just from going to shows and drinking beer, like it's kind of caught up with me.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm trying to turn things around as we round out 2015.
Sounds good, man.
Paul, why are you hitting the gym?
Well, you know, Thanksgiving's coming up and it's always good to get a little extra room, you know, get in shape, and then you eat and it's a travesty. So
you could just get pants with like elastic waists.
I should get that. That sounds like a great idea.
Thanksgiving pants. I feel like there should be a market for Thanksgiving pants.
I bet if you look on Amazon, you'd find something.
Some Thanksgiving pants.
Exactly. Let's hear some more music.
All right. We're going to hear a new track from Teen Mom.
Nice.
Towel, bathroom, as you calm yourself down.
We're going back in time because that's a track that was on my workout playlist.
Oh,
I got my sprint onto that one.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. New music from Teen Mom. The track is Someone Just Like You from their new album Groovy, which just came out last week. It was recorded and mixed by DC hitmaker Thomas Orgren at his Persona Non Grata studio, which I don't know. It almost feels like a running joke that we have a Thomas Orgren recording on like most episodes of the show these days.
It's pretty prolific.
Yeah. Okay. So Teen Mom, They've historically described themselves as fuzz pop on all their bios. I've never liked that description. I've historically thought, no, it's more like fuzz noise. And there are elements of Teen Mom's sort of trademark fuzz noise, but like that song, there's a lot of just straight up great pop songs. And I really can't say enough great things about this record. It's really, really great. There's kind of like a different approach to the recording. Chris Kelly's vocals are up front, like all the time. They are playing their last show, A Bit of Sadness. Chris is moving to Denver. They are playing at the Songbird Cafe, new venue that is booking all kinds of stuff right now, on Thursday, October 29th, with Go Cozy and Brenda. So that's going to be a really, really fun show. But I want to push the sound guy out of the way because I know that Chris's vocals are going to be buried.
They always are.
Yeah.
Always are.
Yeah. So, you know, hey, sound guy, I'm coming for you. Yeah, also, what I want to say is that Sean Dalby, Teen Mom's drummer, is fantastic. So I am actually sort of curious to see where he ends up next, presuming, you know, he keeps playing music. I don't know. He's a very muscular gent.
Drummer up for grabs.
Yeah, hey, there, you need him. It's true. Also, like, wow, I'm just talking about all kinds of Teen Mom stuff. But Chris Kelly, who runs Teen Mom's Twitter, has historically been like one of my favorite DC musicians on Twitter. There's all kinds of funny stuff. And I'm thinking about this record and about how straight up pop fun it is at moments. And Chris has a history of favoriting and retweeting stuff from Rivers Cuomo.
Yep.
Yeah. So I'm sort of wondering if he's actually like letting some power pop roots kind of show a little bit. Mm. No. And okay. So in high school, I was an enormous Weezer fan and I try to keep that under wraps these days because I'm just sick of having the same conversation. You know, there's this other podcast I listen to called The Dinner Party Download, and they ask their guests, you know, what's one question you're sick of being asked? Mm. But in this case, like, if I were on that show, I'd be like, no, this is the conversation I'm tired of having. Mm. Like, I know they're terrible now. Like okay, I get, like, just, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that's everything that I have to say about Teen Mom. No, we should talk about their video.
Their video,
Their video, which you ran this past week.
You were saying about how Chris is a bit of a prankster.
Yes.
And the one song that they put a video out
it's
for.
It's a waltz. It's in 3/4.
It's really strange.
It's the most non-Teen Mom song ever.
And that's the one they made a single for and a video. And the video, oh my God, you got to go watch it. It's these kids on bikes from the 60s, except they're wearing like Planet of the Apes masks and tails and everything. And they all get hit by like a steamroller at the end. And it's really weird. It, I guess, fits the song. But and they have a history of doing these sort of found footage videos. The one for I Want to Go Out way back in 2012 was just, it was perfect. It was so great. It fit the song and it was just really awesome to watch. And you're watching this thing and you're like, do I know this movie? And it's French. You don't know it, but you feel like you do because it's so 80s.
So it's French, but it's so 80s.
Yeah, it
so
is.
So French 80s?
Yeah, it totally looks like American 80s, but yet a little different. Like you're like, I think I know this, but I can't picture it. So,
man.
Yeah.
Well, like maybe they're film buffs. Like maybe they're also, but also, okay, so, you know, there's a little bit of a slacker vibe sometimes when, you know, in the moments when they're not doing like that straight up pop banger.
Yep.
But like maybe like the found footage is just like so they don't have to make a real video. Well, like I love making jokes about slackers. That's it.
Nice. So who we got next on the podcast, Tony?
Next, it's a band called New Boss.
Thank you.
band called New Boss with a track called Owls. So I did not hear any mention of owls in those lyrics. Like, I thought that I would hear something about, you know, there was nothing about hoots.
No. Nope.
There was nothing about, like, eating mice. What else do owls do? Like, they stay up late? There was no discussion about staying up late?
No Twin Peaks references, nothing.
Yeah, none of that. Okay, so they put out this record in May called Twee Boogie, Volumes 1 and 2. But what's unclear is where Volumes 1 and 2 begin and end, on which songs. There's no differentiation on the Bandcamp page.
Right. So, if it was vinyl, you'd be like, side A is...
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm sort of... wondering, is that a teen mom prank? call back.
Right.
Okay, New Boss. Their next show is Saturday, November 7th at Comet Ping Pong with the Doolikes, who still do not have a Bandcamp page.
Shout out to the episode a few episodes ago.
Yeah. And Ed and Donna, which is a new Olivia Mancini project. I guess she's Donna. I don't know. She has a history of, like, playing with her presented identity on her recordings, I think.
That makes sense. And we thought about playing Ed and Donna on the Hometown Sounds podcast.
We did. It's all very cute.
And we decided, you know what? They're actually New York.
Yeah, they are legit New York, pretty
much. Doesn't
count. Yeah.
It's very sad. We love Olivia.
Yeah. Last thing I have to say about New Boss is they are DC's The New Pornographers. And that makes them a wonderful commodity in the sense that they are going to be easier and less expensive to see. And you don't have to think about, like, whether Nico Case is going to be with them or not. Like, you know, like, are you going to, like, get some fake New Pornographers line up and, like, I remember when, like, Catherine Calder was, like, singing Nico Case's parts. And I was like, this is some bogus ass shit.
It would suck to be a fan of that band and you don't even know, like, who you're going to get when they come to town.
Oh, actually, on a related subject, I remember one time I saw Destroyer at the Black Cat, but what the Black Cat's website neglected to mention was that he was playing solo.
Oh.
And I was just so disappointed.
I was never so good.
Yeah. And also, it was just him with an acoustic guitar. There were people talking.
Oh.
And then you had people yelling at the people who were talking, which just made it worse.
That sounds so awkward.
Yeah, I mean, also Dan Behar is an incredibly awkward fellow to begin with.
Wow.
Yeah.
To carry the theme over to the whole audience.
Yeah.
Let's hear some more DC music. Who we got next, Tony?
Dead Professional.
Downtown at sundown, you know I'm a night owl. I like to go riding around finding out what it's like. Downtown at sundown, downtown at sundown. Nobody knows you, no one can control you. There's nobody to scold you or hold you down when you're out.
sundown. Downtown at sundown. Downtown at sundown again.
Downtown at Sundown, a new single from Dead Professional from the new EP called Young Hardware. Dead Professional is John Haruf.
We had some discussion earlier about how we might pronounce his last name. I myself silently was kind of wondering if it was like Haroo, like Kawookie Crisp.
Oh, man.
When was the last time you thought about Cookie Crisp, Paul?
Now I'm thinking about it.
Oh, yeah?
Now I'm hungry.
Actually, this is... Okay, keep going, because we're going to come back to food in a sec.
All right. So anyway, the new EP called Young Hardware. It's for sale digitally at his site directly or through iTunes. Not through Bandcamp for some reason. Whatever. It's fine. It's cool. Dead Professional has kind of gotten to be a bit of a big deal. He's open for Ryan Adams and Kurt Vile and His Golden Messenger. A lot of very choice prime opening slots in the showlist DC archive when you search for Dead Professional, which is always a fun thing for us to do when we're figuring out what to talk about. I think this got a bit of a, you know, flavor of rock with a little hint of country twang. It reminds me of Traveling Wilburys, maybe, you know, Tom Petty, Bruce Springsteen, that kind of songwriting. It was a solo studio project recently expanded to a three-piece live band, which you can see next on Friday, October 23rd.
I'm putting that on my calendar.
Opening for Oldermost at Iota in Clarendon. So that means you got to go to Clarendon, but you totally should because Dead Professional, great live show.
Yep.
Come back to food. Come back to food, Tony.
Coming back to food. So I have what I would term to be a food intuition about food that I might enjoy or might not enjoy. And I think of it as like a spidey sense. And like, I often will go with my gut and avoid a food. And then sometimes I'll be like, no, try something new. But my spidey sense, my food intuition will tingle and I will try something and get burned.
Mm.
And so most recently I got some Talente gelato, great gelato around.
Yeah.
And I went with the tiramisu flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember thinking like, not so sure. And I was right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, tiramisu is like it's not just a flavor, it's a whole presentation.
Yeah.
It's a whole dessert on its own.
Yeah.
To take its flavor and put it in something else is doing it a disservice.
Well, like, you are breaking down what's actually wrong with it. I was just like, oh, man, this kind of sucks.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah, you want to take it home with you?
Okay, I'll eat it. It's the ice cream, I'll eat it.
Yeah, sure.
Yum.
Yeah, but however, so today I was at CVS and I just needed a chapstick. I just needed a chapstick.
Yeah.
But I could not find at the checkout the kind of my go-to cherry chapstick.
Of course.
They had strawberry, though.
That's close.
And I thought about it, and I was like,
it's both red.
This should be okay. And I was right.
Okay. Are we right about the next song, Tony? Is it?
We're so right.
It's Hemlines.
Attack.
Crosshairs, the anchor track from the new EP called All Your Homes from the mostly women punk band Hemlines. This was mixed by Ryan Little and recorded by him and Brendan Palmer, both of Taru Taru. So that's pretty awesome. I dig that. I saw Hemlines at Fort Reno this past summer, and I know they did good, but I was actually really impressed by the sound of this EP. Like, I think that Fort Reno is kind of, it's kind of open and big, and I feel like this is a band that needs, like, some close-in walls to resonate off of.
Well, and that's really kind of funny to hear, because that's sort of what Fort Reno does, is present those bands.
I know, it's true. It's true, but I don't know. Like, I want them to be a little more loud and claustrophobic, and so, and that's kind of what this recording sounded like to me, and I thought it was really fun. You can get this on cassette, courtesy of DZ Tapes.
Yes, DZ Tapes is the tape equivalent of Thomas Orgren. They're just on just about every episode
Everything.
Of the Hometown Sounds podcast these days.
This is a home-dubbed cobalt ferric tape with smoky translucent red shell. At the time of this recording, there are only 17 left. And the download costs $5, and the tape costs $6, so the tape's only $1. Might as well just get the tape. I don't know. I don't need the tape. I do not need the tape in my life. The download would be great. Thank you.
Paul, maybe I'll get you a tape digitizer for Christmas.
Oh my God. That would be, I do have a lot of like my old radio show on college on tape when I played.
Really?
Yeah. When I played Irish music in the mid to late 90s in Ohio.
Ooh, I want to be creeping on your past. And your DJ pass.
Yeah, man. It was fun.
I want to see you grow up to be the DJ you become.
I think it's funny that like no one knows that I'm really into Irish music, because there's just not Irish music in DC really, you know?
You don't talk about it.
No, but I love it. I played some the other day at home, like some of my old 90s Irish music, and it made me really happy. Love that stuff. So this almost takes us to the end of this episode of the Hometown Sounds podcast. So, you know, like us on the social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's at Hometown Sounds. Our website is hometownsoundsdc.com. We have music videos there. We have the podcast there. Occasionally there's some other stuff there. Not very often, but who knows? You should go check that stuff out. Our email address is dj@hometownsoundsdc.com. If you want to give us feedback, support the station, let us know about awesome new DC music that we need to know about. And of course, please support all the musicians you've heard on this podcast by buying their music.
And seeing them play live.
All around town. The last song on this episode of the Hometown Sounds podcast is by Columbia Knights, which is, I believe, a play on the neighborhood Columbia Heights. The song we're going to play is called Glide. This comes from the album In All Things, which just came out on the Philadelphia record label Record Breakin' this past week. Originally, they were a duo of Hailing Price and John E. Days. They put out their debut EP, Dawn Dusk, back in 2012. And pro tip, you should totally go grab that on Noise Trade right now. If you don't know what Noise Trade is, it's a site, and their whole thing is like bands can post like an EP generally, maybe an album, and then you can get it, and then you can tip them if you want to.
Interesting.
Yeah. And the Coward Squire did this for both of their
EPs. I was about to bring that up. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a free download, but, you know, there is a strong expectation of, because tipping, you know, like when you're at a restaurant and you tip, like you don't just not tip because you're like, heck with it. You know, like people tip.
That's interesting. I mean, you know, when you see a band play, there might be a bucket.
Well, there's not often, right? You know, usually you just sort of assume that the cover charge is going to the band, which sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't. But yeah, I mean, there's, you know, that's a pretty great thing when you find it.
So,
go ahead.
I want to go back to Columbia Knights' name really quick.
Oh, yeah.
I just have the song from Aladdin, Arabian Nights, just kind of like in my head right now. Columbia Knights!
So then the duo added Jason Brother Spanky Edwards and toiled for 3 years on this album. So they've been out of it for a while, and they're coming back in a big way. They describe their sound as soultronic, which I think is pretty awesome. I could kind of classify it as down tempo, but it's definitely got a soul R&B vibe to it.
We're really exploring new genres. Tropicaliente? Soultronic?
Yes. Like, we're just making up words. It's great. So this song, as I said, features Vaughn Octavia, a songwriter and violinist in DC, and it's pretty chill. I hope you dig it. Thanks a lot, Tony.
Thanks a lot, Paul.
See you next time.